The word mindfulness is everywhere today, and for good reason. In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a necessity, and mindfulness helps you be both highly effective and at ease all day long. Audrey Walzer has given hundreds of people in the 805 science-based mindfulness tools to downregulate the stress response through her Learn Mindfulness Meditation courses. Register now for September classes in Westlake or in Camarillo and learn to stress less. Visit the mindfulness page at learnmindfulmeditationwithaudrey.com. That's learnmindfulmeditationwithaudrey.com. Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, and good morning. I hope that you are starting your day in a positive way. And if you're just waking up with us, we are in the studio, and we are so excited to be here. I'm Kim.
And I'm Jennifer. Good morning, everybody.
How's it going, Tom? How's
everything? Everything's great here on a Saturday morning, Kim.
There you go. Well, I want to start off with just telling you a little bit about our show. We are all about the brighter side of life. And, of course, we're talking right here from the Kim Pagano Show, and that is in the 805. And, of course, I want to start off with a little positive thought. Create a life that feels good on the inside, not one that just looks good on the outside. Whoa, huh?
That takes a lot of work, because it's easy to look good on the outside, but to have the whole package is something I think we all strive for.
There you go. Anyways, we have some amazing gifts, and we are so excited to have some new sponsors joining our team here. And of course, we want to make sure that you can get those in your hands and enjoy all of our great gifts. So I want you to write down this phone number, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And that is the number that we want you to call. We've been, our phone calls have been off the top, and we're so excited about that. We want to hear from all of you. And just, I want to say thank you for all your great thoughts that, you know, you just call in and say, love your show. I don't even need to win. You know, just kind of tell us we're doing a good job and checking in with us. So thank you so much. It really means a lot to us. I want to make sure that you follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And of course, we have our new podcast that...
Go to the app. The podcast app on your smartphone, and you can download the Kim Pagano Show, and you can take us wherever you're going. You won't miss any of our shows. And also, don't forget to post hashtag Kim Pagano Show on your Instagram, and we can see you and you can see us. And that's kind of fun. Last Saturday, my family was at the mud run up at Lake Piru. That was
good job.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
Well, I didn't
yeah.
exactly do it, but my husband and my kids did.
Hey, you were there. That's what it, you know.
Exactly.
And they had a great turnout.
It was a great event. They had so many families there. That's what I was really impressed with. And it was interesting because my 13-year-old ran by himself. He went ahead of his dad and his younger brother. And these groups of people were like, good job, little guy. And they really took him under his wing and they helped him along the way. And at one point they had to carry a cinder block. And one of the guys running it said, there's no way you're going to carry that cinder block because I'm pretty sure it weighs more than you do. And then it was attached to a chain.
Oh,
so
God.
They had him go
so
around.
They made
it was
it really
a great
hard.
Family event.
Well, that's awesome. And while you were doing that, I was over at the air show, the Camarillo, Wings of Camarillo. And that was amazing watching the Red Bull go round and round and round. It was his 30th year. It was his last year here. And so that was
cool.
So exciting. We love to get out and, experience.
And of course, we can't forget the Reagan Library.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember if I talked about that on Saturday, but Fleetwood Mac was really good. I'm really bad about knowing the names of people.
The Revival, right?
It was really good. And so were the Eagles. I mean, everyone was up dancing all night. I was exhausted when I got here Saturday morning.
There you go. Well, I'm so glad. And again, if you are just tuning in with us right now, that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Also, we do want to remind you of our newsletter. And Tom, I know that whenever anybody calls in, we love to get that newsletters to everyone out there. So just ask for it. That's been growing like crazy too. So it's kind of a planner of everything that's happening, and also we blog a little bit. You get to know
what's going on in our lives.
Yeah, I liked your blog.
And I did have hamster brain when I was writing it, because I'm like, I don't actually even know where this is
going. I never even heard that. I call it the monkey brain. But anyways, you have to check our stuff out. Anyways, Tom, talk about all of our amazing giveaways.
We do have Laugh Out Loud Comedy Night, Westlake Village, and that's with our good friend Jason Love doing the comedy. That's happening September 2nd. We also have tickets for the Rubicon Theater Company's presentation of Copenhagen, or is it Copenhagen? Not really sure, but that's a great presentation once again, all the way through September 27th, and that's the Rubicon. September 4th, Labor of Love, Big Band Dance Concerts, 8 to 10:30, and that is featuring vocalist Donna Green and guest vocalist Anna Casper, and that's going on at the Poinsettia Pavilion. September 6th, the 7th annual Camarillo Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival for Labor Day. No better way to spend Labor Day than out there at the Music Festival. Have some great chili, and that is with the folks in Camarillo. A huge benefit for them. We also have the California Beer Festival, Mission Park in Ventura, September 18th through the 20th, and one of the big concerts to hit Thousand Oaks, that is on September 25th, and it's the Beach Boys at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. Some food for you. Great restaurants include Paul Martin's, $25. Lure Fish House, $25. At BJ's Restaurant, $25. We continue with the 25s for Famous Dave's Barbecue and the Lazy Dog Cafe. Also a free kids meal at The Habit, and $15 at the Midtown Cafe. Lots of great prizes.
There you go. And we just had a new sponsor, Veggie Grill in Thousand Oaks. Have you ever eaten it there?
I haven't gone there yet.
Oh, my God.
So many great things.
You got to go try
it. Check it out.
Yeah, really, really good. Jessie over there is going to be amazing, and she's going to come in and tell us a little bit about how to stay green in our life and kind of eat. She's got some tips and tricks. So anyways, a big shout out to Veggie Grill in Thousand Oaks. Also, Rubio's is right here.
Rubio's.
Fresh Mexican Grill. We've been eating lunch over there. And thank you so much for joining our team here on the 805, the Kim Pagano show. So, right?
Now,
the brighter
side. I'm sure
you've
seen this, but I saw this the other day when I was driving. The Container Store right here at the new
shopping
center. I am so excited.
I know. I love little.
I love
I love how
store.
That works. Anyways, again, if anybody's just tuning in with us, I do want to remind you that we are here all the way till 8 o'clock from 6 to 7, 7 to 8. And we have totally two different shows and with different guests. And we can't wait for you to be a part of all this. Again, our phone number here is 419-0008, 419-0008. And also, again, 2 to 3 in the afternoon, we come back with another amazing show. So for anyone that's just tuning in with us, I do want to talk about our guests this morning. And our first one, we are going to be talking with Diane and Mario. And I'm going to say, is it Cloutier?
Cloutier, yeah. That's
oh,
correct.
Good. I got it. Okay. And I love that. Relevenship. And look within to love again. And so we're going to be talking with both of you. I'm excited to hear more a little bit about that. And, of course, that's the name of your book, Relevenship. And again, also we have the Rubicon. And we've got Peter Van Norden also going to be joining us and talking about Copenhagen. So you know what that means? We've got tickets. So let's just start off with Rubicon tickets right now. 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And let's welcome our first guest. Welcome, Diane and Mario.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about yourself and your book. And is this your first book?
It is our first book.
Congratulations. That's great.
Thank you.
So what made you, let's just start, relevenship, okay? Does that mean, like, you hear a lot of people, maybe 30 years, they kind of don't know each other anymore, and then
their kids go off to college.
Yeah, and then they fall in love again?
Well, basically, we wrote the book for singles who are still seeking their soulmate in spite of how many heartbreaks they may have experienced in the past or what their situation is right now. So that's the whole idea behind Relovenship.
Oh, I like that. Okay, very cool, very cool. So let me ask you, are you both married?
We are married, yeah. Actually, we're going to be celebrating our 14th wedding anniversary in just a couple of days.
Well, congratulations. So why do you think some people are single for so long?
Well, I guess it depends for everyone. The situation is different from everyone. What we are trying to accomplish with this book is three things. We wanted to share our experience because we've had many people coming to us through the years for advice and counsel, and that's kind of how the idea came about. We realized in doing that there's so much pain out there. There's a lot of people that obviously are looking. I would say millions of people are looking. You just look at the growth of the online industry right now, and it doesn't take an Einstein to figure that out. But that's what we are trying to accomplish with this, is to show and demonstrate to people that it is possible to love again if you've had, you know, disappointments and heartbreaks, regardless of where you are in your life. It is possible, and we've developed a methodology in our book that talks about that.
Wow, I like that.
I have to ask you, what about love at first sight? Do you believe in that? What do you think about it?
Well, love at first sight, I have to say that, you know, it's something we've heard all the time. It's that cliche. And you know what? Love at first sight can work for some people. And I'm not saying it doesn't work, because there is a physical attraction when you meet somebody for the first time. There's those sparks that keep going up in the air, and we're all excited. But at the end of the day, what we prone and what we say is you still have to do your due diligence when you meet somebody. You still have to do that work. This is a short term, because if you want to have a blissful long-term relationship, it's just more than just a love at first sight. I mean, I'm not saying it doesn't happen and it will happen again, but for us, there is more, it's more doing some of the work previously and discovering who you really want
I completely agree with you, Diane. I think love at first sight is great, and I think that's super
it's
fun.
Like when,
but I don't know if that's really going to take you through 40 years of raising kids and not always being at your best.
No, I totally agree. And what happens when it's kind of like, you know, everything's good, and then all of a sudden it's almost like a new friendship. It's like,
absolutely.
They seem really nice so far. They keep seeming really nice, right? You know,
exactly.
But it's when it all wears off. Do you still want to like hang there with them?
And I think it's unfortunate for some people who so believe in that love at first sight don't always give somebody a chance that maybe could have been somebody that they could spend the rest of their life with or a part of it, because they didn't have those immediate sparks.
Or it does the book, you know, everybody judges a book by its cover.
That's what
right?
Okay. Exactly.
So, and you know, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now. One, we're so glad that you're waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Diane and Mario Cloutier. We're talking about their book, Relovenship, Look Within to Love Again. And it's interesting. Why would you write this book when you guys are already in a marriage for 14 years? Just curious.
Well, we've gone through bad relationships, if you will, and failed marriages before. So we got to that place where Diane and I, unbeknownst to us, prior to meeting each other, we had both said the same intention. And that intention was to find the ideal life partner. And we were both committed to not compromise or not settle for anything less. And as I said, you know, in working with some of our acquaintances, we realized that many people are longing for the same thing, but just don't know where to start.
I love it. You know, I have to say, I was married before. My husband was married before. And I remember meeting him, and he said, I just want to make sure you know I'm not interested in marriage. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's the furthest thing from my mind.
Oh, how funny.
Well, that's not really what he meant, because he said the very first day that he met me, he was like, I'm going to marry this girl. But so, you know, but that was not my intent. I was only divorced 6 months and met him. And I was like, all
right,
I'll just get to know you.
Right.
You know,
take it slow,
I was
going to
be the rock for my daughter, you know, and I had gone through, I lost a baby. It was a really traumatic time in my life. And then, you know, I mean, it took a long time for us to cultivate it, but that's where, you know, that's how our relationship. So I get that. A lot of people are like, oh, you know what? I'm not interested in it. Yeah. So I get that part, because you've been hurt. You start building this wall. And I think that that's where a lot of people build walls up. And so they don't let the right people in.
And what about online dating? Oh, how do you, how does that work in? I mean, because that definitely started after I met my husband. So I don't know how that plays into all of this.
I mean, the online dating, we have to face it today. That's
the reality.
It's the reality. And the online, and people sometimes they don't want to go into bars. And, you know, that's a good way. It's a good vehicle to want to find somebody.
Wow.
But what we say is, even in the book, that regardless of how you meet, there's still some work that you have to do. The work, when we talk about relationship, we really talk about the way the book is split up is in two sections. The first section is really self-reflective exercises to spark the introspection and self-discovery. I mean, that's the first, and learning to get to know who you are and what you want.
I was just going to say, I think I even wrote a blog in our newsletter, is if you don't know who you are, how are you ever going to present that to the world? You're going to be presenting
Absolutely.
The wrong thing. And so you're going to attract the wrong people in your life. You know what, Diana Mario, will you stay with us? We need to take a really quick break, but I would love to further this conversation with you.
Certainly.
Okay, you're perfect. All right, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And let's get out there, Pete's Breakfast House. We've got a gift certificate for Pete's Breakfast House. And we are so glad that they are part of The Brighter Side of Life here on The Kim Pagano Show. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008.
And I want to give a quick shout out to MKN Financial Group, Marcy Nunn. We're in contact with her, and she's one of our sponsors, and we love her. And if you are considering a long-term care or any other type of insurance, definitely give her a call at 805-644-3535. She's really easy to talk to, very low pressure. Even if you're not sure what you need, definitely give her a call. She can send you in the right direction.
Well, we said, and I just have to say on this, we buy insurance on everything that we have, but
everything.
We don't buy insurance on our own selves.
Isn't that the truth?
Give Marcy a call.
You will love her. She's at 805-644-3535, and you'll really enjoy talking to her, and she'll tell you what you need to do to take care of your own future.
There you go. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic Dentistry. Holistic Dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233. MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, DITI is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Agoura Hills, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit www.tiofsc.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally,
on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for waking up with us. We want to hear from you. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And let's throw something else out there. How about Laugh Out Loud Comedy Night, Westlake Village, and that is Westlake Village Twin, 7:30, and that is September 2nd. I've got a pair of tickets for somebody out there. That's going to be live stand-up comedy. It's really fun with Jason Love from HBO and Last Comic Standing. So give us a call right now, 805-419-0008. 0008. All right, we're talking with Diane and Mario Clutera, and we're talking about their book, Relevanship, and Look Within to Love Again. And we were talking as we before we took our break, is you really have to know what who you are and really what you want, because so many times we go through different chapters in our life and we think we want it, and then we attract these people and it's like, oh no, that wasn't me, you know.
But don't you think once your own house is in order, that's I can remember this when I was younger, getting out of college. Once people, if they hadn't met the person they were going to marry, once they got their own jobs and got their own life situated and on a direction, they almost always meet somebody right away.
Yeah, because it's almost like you're finally complete with
exactly.
Who you are. What's your thought on that, Diane and Mario?
I love that idea, getting your house in order. I wish we had written that.
No. Yeah, now
I think it's so true.
Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, what I wanted to add to that is that, you know, obviously getting to know who you are, getting to that place of what we call your self-worth is essential, because from there you can step it up and bring it to a place of love worth. And the way we look at love worth is truly you looking at your soul fingerprint, if you will, or how unique you are in this world and how much value you can bring to the other party. So that's why it's essential to do all that work.
I love it. I love it. Now, I know you have some things in your book. You know, it's almost like taking a self-inventory, correct?
Correct, yes.
So, I mean,
as a matter of fact, we also have tools on our website that people can download and start, you know, following the process and do the work by themselves. They want.
Right. Now, let me ask you, what is your background, Mario?
Well, I'm a marketing guy, so I have my marketing boutique, and that's what I've been doing for 20 years now.
Okay. And how about you, Diane?
And for myself, I've been in managerial roles with Fortune 500 companies. So I know a lot about with people, interacting with people. So we decided to focus full time on our wonderful vocation, which is relevanship.
And if I can add to that, is that we pretend from the get go in the book that we're no psychiatrists or experts.
Yeah, you know, I was wondering,
because
you would think that you were a therapist, but I kind of like it that it's just, you know, a couple and they've kind of learned it from the. I call it life skills,
exactly,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Now, I think it's interesting. I'm looking on one of your pages here of, you know, are you a person that's running a tight ship or choosing carefully who gets in the domain? It's kind of like running a business, really, if you kind of start to look at it, right? I mean, you have to really, do you want children?
Yeah,
do you
is.
Not want children?
Well,
do you?
Well, especially as you get older. I think when you're really young, not really young, but when you're out of high school, maybe in college.
Starting off,
exactly, regardless of what age you are. But when you're just starting off, you probably have more leeway to more time to spend on all of these things. But as you get older, I would imagine there's a sense of you don't need to waste your time with people you know you don't see a future with.
So true. And as you get older, oh my God, even more so.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, it's really, I'm probably a very direct person. So not that I don't give everybody a chance, but if they don't show me a direction that I feel like this is going to enhance my life, I can enhance theirs. They don't want to learn. I don't know. I'm like, okay, done. I'm ready to go on, you know.
To the next person.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Is that kind of cut and dry? Diane,
you want to
or
talk about
Mario?
That?
Go ahead, Mario. I can add something after. Yeah.
Well, we love the metaphors, and if you saw in the book that we use a lot of metaphors, and to your point, we've been using that CEO image from the standpoint that, you know, choosing the ideal life partner is one of the most important decisions one will take in his or her life. So we like to have people use that metaphor so that they show decisiveness and they show leadership when comes the time to meet with a valuable party.
That's interesting.
So when we talk about, just to add to what Mario's saying, in one of those chapters, we talk about the four principles of CEO or CHO, because sometimes a CHO is a chief household officer. It doesn't have to be a CEO. So either way, whatever, you know, fits what you're living right now.
The attitude needs to be the same, though.
Right. So one of the four principles that we have when we talk about running a tight ship is really, you know, you have a handle of who you have in your surrounding. The second one would be, you know, when you choose carefully who gets in your domain, you won't let anybody into your company or into your area, because this is, you know, it's something that you truly think of what is most important, who you want to get in, you know, into your domain. And then the other one is trusting your gut. We all have that intuition that we need to trust and really stand by that. The last one, and not least, I mean, we can go on because I know we're short of time here. So I want to talk about enforcing our personal laws. And when I talk about personal laws, I mean, those are the non-negotiables, Kim, that you were referring to, our own rules, our own parameters. That is important that we set that. Those are some of the criteria. Those are some of the goals that we want put forth before meeting, or those are some of the things that, for me, they're just non-negotiable.
I think that's so important, because there's so many times you have friends. I'm married, so, you know, you look at friends, you're like, why are you with this person? You know that that is not going to work out for you, that, you know, long term, this is not what you want. Or even just in friendships, you have to have non-negotiable terms. I like to also think of those as boundaries.
I was just going to say boundaries. And I don't think we were taught as kids to have boundaries.
No.
And is that something you talk about in your book?
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
I couldn't agree more. I don't think we were taught that at all.
No.
I always say we weren't allowed to have all the needs that kids have today. You know, like kids, like they need this, they need that. They can't have loud, I don't know, like different things. But we always say, well, we weren't allowed to have all those needs when we were younger.
Yeah.
Like, there was no
we weren't as needy.
No, exactly.
I love it. You know, leave us with, and, you know, I think this is just such a great topic. And I think that, like, I mean, just because you say it's re-love and ship, it's like you got to get your ship together, right? And be able to sail all over the world and kind of pick up the right people that you want to represent. But you need to have, like, you know, Jennifer said, is you have to have your house clean.
House in order.
Yeah, your house in order. And so what are some of the things that we're going to find in your book?
Well, I think the three main benefits for the book is definitely self-awareness that we talked about, you know, getting to that place where you know who you are. And it's going to help you have a lot more clarity on what you want and what you don't want in your future mate. And ultimately, we believe this will lead you to that place of love worthiness, where you can realize how unique you are and how much value you can bring to another relationship.
Wow. And once you've established some of that, you're able to overcome those roadblocks, because we all have those roadblocks that we face, or the wall that we have. So by doing those self-reflective exercises, it will help you in order to find and attract the one that you want in your life.
I like that. You know, it's interesting, because I always say, if you have two different people, they have been learned from their family, and you know, the husband or the wife or the woman or the man have been learned, and now you try to put them together. But is that really their values, or are they just learned it, and that's what they think they have to do in their life?
Or, and that brings me to the next question, is how much truth is in, if you want to know what Kim is all about, look at her mother.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Like, or like what she's going to come,
oh,
you know, I don't know.
That's interesting. That's interesting.
Well, we actually cover that a little in the book.
Oh.
We do that, looking at the surroundings, if you will, at the also the hobbies will tell you a lot about an individual.
That's interesting.
But not necessarily the parent or.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, so tell me one thing about hobbies quickly, because I know we're running out of time. Hobbies and what they could mean for somebody.
What they would represent.
Well, one example we give is that if you meet someone that is truly committed to become the next champion at the country club, and that you don't know anything about golf, and you don't spend any time at all in that activity, you need to realize that your potential mate will be spending a lot of time on the golf course. And that could be okay, but you just need to be aware.
You should know that. Okay.
That's a great point. That's a great point. Or if they're very outdoorsy and you don't like to camp.
Right.
Probably not the best, right?
Definitely.
I love it. Yeah, those are the...
Right, we talk about commonalities and having similarities. You know, when we talk about opposites attracts, I mean, yes, in certain ways, certain things, but at the end, long term, and if you want to really build something long-lasting, opposite attract doesn't always work. It may for some people, but what we say is go with somebody that, you know, look at things that are similar, that are common, that you share the same vision, that you share some of the same goals, and not get it and fall into the trap of later on realizing, well, we were not made for each other or the same. You can establish that from the get-go and not fall into that trap.
I think that's really important to, you know, I hate to say this, but don't waste each other's time if you don't see a future in a relationship.
There you go. I love it. Again, for anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Diane and Mario Cloutier, and we're talking about their book, Relevenship, Look Within to Love Again. Where do we find your book?
Well, our book is available everywhere online where books are sold. It is also in three formats, so you can buy it as a paperback, an e-book, and also as an audiobook. So if you want to listen to it on your way to work, it's possible.
I like that.
You can also find out more about our live events on reloveandship.com.
There you go. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and we look forward to talking with you.
Thank you so much. It's
guys,
been an
it's
honor.
Been great. Thank you very
Thank
much for
you.
Your time.
Thanks.
Today.
You got
later.
It. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And, of course, with that, I want to give something away. And we've got Labor of Love, Big Band Dance and Concert. That is from 8 to 10:30. That's September 4th. I've got a couple pairs of tickets. Give us a call right now at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. When we come back, we will have some guests here from Rubicon Theater Company. And their next play that's coming up is Copenhagen. And, of course, we've got tickets, so stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you believe in magic in a young girl's heart? How the music can free her whenever it starts, and it's magic if the music is groovy.
When it comes to traditions, Soma's Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Soma's Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Soma's Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Soma's Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life. Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on
KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. I do want to remind you that you are here, that we are here. I hope you're going to be there, too, till 8 o'clock. And again, we start at 6 to 8, and then again from 2 to 3. And we talk about the brighter side of life right here in the 805. And of course, we've got Rubicon Theater Company in the studio with us. We're going to be talking about Copenhagen or Copenhagen. I don't know, right? We're going to talk about that, right?
We're going to find out when you say Hagen and Hagen.
Yeah, there you go. Well, we've got Judy, who is the director of this amazing play. Everything at Rubicon is amazing. We love it over there. And also Peter Van Norden. He is actually one of the actors, right? So we're going to find out a little bit about that. And again, we always love to give away. So let's get another pair of tickets out there to go see this. And all you have to do is call in right now at 805-419-0008. Also, if you have any talent or you know anybody that has some talent, you're going to want to go over here to 805's Got Talent.
And I'll tell you, there's because of the overwhelming demand, there's one last audition being held tonight over at the Billy Clower Dance Studio. Actually, it's 11 o'clock this afternoon, so after our show.
Right.
Head on over to the Billy Clower Dance Studio at 75 McMillan Avenue, and your chance to be in the big competition of the fifth annual 805's Got Talent. So if you can dance, you can sing, I mean, any kind of talent, go over there. See, you never know what could happen. You
guess who's going to be prizes. One of the judges.
Wow.
Yes, I'm going to be one of the judges. But let me tell you, there is some amazing gifts. Tell them what they can win.
The first place prize is $1,000. Second place is $500, and third place is $250. So you don't know if you can win unless you try out. So go over to the auditions. Last chance is today.
There you
so
go.
Check that
definitely
out.
I can't wait for you to be there. And again, it's the
fifth annual 805's Got Talent.
There you go. All right. Welcome. Welcome. And we love Rubicon here. We love to support them. They always have amazing shows there. Welcome, Judy. And tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hiya. I'm Irish and I'm a director. And our company, Garth & Lazar Ireland, have visited the Rubicon Theatre many times over, I suppose, a 10 or 15 year period at this stage. So we're not new to Ventura. We love it here. And delighted to be back this time and directing Copenhagen by Michael Frayn.
Yeah. Now, is this the only one that you direct, or do you do lots of them?
Well, yes, I do lots of different shows.
Okay.
This is unique, I suppose, this relationship this time, in that I'm coming to actually make and create the show.
That's great. Wow.
Awesome.
Here in Ventura. So
wow. I love that. All right. And Peter, welcome. And is it Peter Van Norden, correct?
You got it. Peter Van Norden.
Yeah. And you are actually going to be Neil.
I am Niels Bohr,
okay.
Famous Danish physicist in the 20s, 30s, and 40s.
Wow. And tell us a little bit about your journey and who you are and what you've been doing.
I've been acting my whole life, basically. I was born and raised in New York. I did a lot of theater in New York. Moved to L.A. in the early 80s. I've been doing film and television and more theater basically my whole life.
Wow. And so what does Neil do in this play?
Yeah, give us a quick little
synopsis.
Yeah.
The play takes place supposedly in 1941. There was a very famous meeting between Niels Bohr, Danish physicist, and he was the mentor father figure to another very famous physicist, Werner Heisenberg, who was German. They worked together in the 20s in Copenhagen. The Danish supposedly say Copenhagen.
Okay.
Just to finish that story, somebody once told me that it was only when the Germans occupied Denmark that the Germans, to sort of rub their nose in it, would always say Copenhagen.
So they tried to change it.
So you don't want to say Hagen. You should always say
unless
Copenhagen.
You're Nazi.
We're not saying that. Yeah.
So we'll say Copenhagen.
So anyway, the play is about this very famous They reunited in 1941. Heisenberg came to Copenhagen in 1941 to re-meet up with Bohr. And the question is, why did he come? He was the head of the German nuclear program, Heisenberg was. And he was coming to Copenhagen to see his mentor and father figure, Niels Bohr. And the question is, Denmark at the time was occupied by the Nazis, was being occupied. And he was the head of the German nuclear program. So there's a great political tension as to why he's there. And there are a lot of possibilities. Over the years, people have discussed this meeting. Bohr wrote about it. Heisenberg wrote about it. Other people who knew them wrote about it. And there's always theories about what actually happened. And this play sort of discusses all of those possibilities.
So is this a happy play? Is it? Because, you know, there's been times that I've watched the plays over there. I feel like I'm watching TV. That's how good they are. I feel like I'm a part of it, and it's almost embarrassing when you're sitting next to somebody and you've got tears rolling down your eyes, you know, and you're like, it's just a play. But I have to just tell you, the plays are just it becomes your life when you're doing it, isn't it?
Oh, you have no idea. There's nothing else in our life right now except
this play. I love the dedication that we've had several of the actors and directors come in here, and you know, I just love the passion behind all of this.
Well, my favorite part about Rubicon is that it's always it's not your typical play. It's not something that you see all the time. And I actually just met a couple that are new to the 805, and he runs a theater in Santa Monica, and he was I mentioned Rubicon to him, and he said, "Oh, I wanted to go see Copenhagen there because he and his wife saw it when they were dating, I think in London." And he wanted to, they're like hoping to get back out here, hoping to get a chance to come see it because they saw it so long ago.
How long is it going to be running?
It runs, we start previews September 2nd, I believe, and we run through September 27th.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So we're there most of September.
Wow.
Wednesday through Sunday.
Right. Okay, great. And go ahead.
Yeah, I would just say that this is a unique opportunity for people to experience, a live performance, obviously, but also it's a gateway through theater into science. And what's very special about this is you're not being told what to think. You really are being asked to consider for yourself and determine the number of possible reasons why these two men met at this time.
Interesting. It's like I love when that, what do they call it, when it just kind of happens, we're all, you know, it just, it's like a magical moment, right?
Everything lined up at the
same time. Is that the kind of
synchronicity?
Thank you. Synchronicity. You, yeah, I love that. Is that kind of what we're talking about?
Well, I can absolutely promise that the three actors here that I have the joy of working with are, you know, a unique combination. They're brilliant together. The casting is fantastic in that, you know, they're all delivering those characters very close to what I think those characters would actually be. And there's a wonderful synchronicity and connection and complicity more than anything between
those
three
actors. And again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking from the 805 right now, and we're talking about Rubicon Theater starting September 2nd is Copenhagen. Judy is the director. Peter Van Norden is going to be one of the stars in there. Neil Spohr. Okay, we're going to be looking for him. And but it's interesting as a director, because we talked to Brian McDonald, and when he did his, I have to tell you, he always goes, "You always say that you're so passionate," but no, you could just see it. You have to have that vision, mm-hmm. and you have to make sure that each one of your actors or actresses mm-hmm. are spot on, correct, to be able to relive what you're trying to visualize?
Absolutely. But, I think the important thing to point out here is that theater is a collaborative art, and it really is about teamwork. You're not working as an artist in isolation. You really are working with a number of people and in a very collective and collaborative way. And that's what makes it brilliant, and it's what makes it special, and it's hopefully what makes it work.
There you go.
Well, I've read before that if you are very good at your craft, you can do live theater. That is a great actor that can do theater.
Mm-hmm. We like to believe that.
Yeah, there you go. Let me ask you a question. When you're up there and somebody, you're not seeing that vision of what exactly you think that character should be, how do you react to that? They're looking at each other. Go ahead.
When I, as an actor, don't see the vision, or
well,
when
really more
Judy
is it, yeah.
disagreeing with me.
How do you?
I tell her that I'm right and she's wrong.
Of course you do. No.
You always try to at least try different options. So if a director comes to you and says, I think that scene might be played better if you did it this way as opposed to the way you're doing it.
Wouldn't that be great if life was like that? I could just say to my kids, I think it would be really better if you wore this outfit than that outfit to our dinner party.
Isn't that the truth? If they would just try it, because you're on the same team. You're not against
them.
And
that's really, Jennifer, you just really said a big thing. That's what we need to say. Like, we're all team players right here, right? We're all trying to do the same thing. And Judy, what's your thought? Is that how you come across when you have a vision and somebody else,
Sure. I mean, I think it's interesting that you compared it with life and your own experiences, because I think it is about that, and you have the same challenges in life as you have in the theatre and working with other people. And yeah, it is. It's about teamwork. It's about figuring it out together. It's about giving a number of options rather than just settling on one. And it really is about being open to what people are bringing. So it's about listening. It's about sharing.
It's about respect.
Respect and understanding.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. I love it. I can feel it from you. Will you both stay with us? I know we need to take a really quick break. We're going to find out a little bit more about Rubicon. And of course, I want to give something away. And of course, you know, let's throw another pair of tickets out there. This is starting September 2nd. There's no reason why you can't go out there. Do you have their website, Rubicon?
Sure. It's www.rubicontheatrecompany.com.
If you don't win tickets, I'm telling you, you're going to want to go see this. If you are interested in science, politics, right? Kind of a huge impact. You're going to want to see this. Stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life here in the 805. We'll be right back.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
The Home Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai, and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side. I do want to remind you, today is the last audition, 11 o'clock, right after our show here from to 1 o'clock. And that's over at the Billy Clower Dance Studio, right off of McMillan. And that is the 5th annual 805's Got Talent. You want to get over there. There's great prizes. There's great things to be able to win. And again, if you need any more info, just go to info@805'sGotTalent.com. That's 805'sGotTalent.com.
It's amazing what kind of talent people have that you don't know about.
Something special.
Not just singing or dancing, but like something out of the ordinary that people can do. I always wanted a talent like that.
Yeah. I love watching it on TV. So I can't believe that it's got right here for our 805. All right. Well, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, we always have to give something away. And I would love to give away some California Beer Festival tickets. We've got those September 18th through the 20th, and that is over at Mission Park Ventura, and that is through the California Beer Festival, showcases the best craft beer breweries in the state, mouth-watering barbecue and local cuisine, and we've got tickets for you. Give us a call right now at 805-419-0008. Also, I do want to remind you that we will be here at 8 o'clock. Yes.
And I wanted to go ahead and remind everybody about the Camarillo Yoga Center. They're starting up a new set of classes with Audrey, and she's amazing. So if you're thinking about taking up yoga, or you want to give it a try, or if you've gotten into it and you want to really step up your game, contact the Learn Mindfulness Meditation with Audrey.com.
She's actually going to be on our show this afternoon. So
I'm so excited. I didn't know that. That's
you'll definitely
great.
Have to be tuning in with her.
Absolutely.
There you go. All right. And I do want to remind everybody for our second hour, we're going to be talking with Tara Diller, the director of Ventura County Animal Services. And we're going to find out a little bit more about how you can. We just had National Dog
National
Day.
Did
Dog you see
Day
that? Everywhere I had to post my dog.
You know, everyone posted their dog.
Yeah. And also, we're going to be talking with Janice Kaplan, the author of Gratitude Diaries. So we've got another great show with you, and I hope that you stay with us all the way through 8 o'clock and then again from 2 to 3. And, of course, right now we've got Judy. And Judy, I didn't catch your last name.
Hegarty Lovett.
Oh, I'm going to, okay.
Probably long, just long Judy.
Yeah, there you go. I love it. All the way from France, right? Gosh, yeah. I mean, that's amazing that you put your life on, you know. And also Peter Van Norden and, Niels Spoor is in the show, right? We're going to find out a little bit more about that. But we're talking about Copenhagen. We're talking about Rubicon Theater, one of my favorite theaters out here. And the Kim Pagano Show is a huge sponsor for them, and we love what they do there. They always have amazing plays, and we're so excited to be a part of it. So, and one I wanted to, we talked about the website. If you don't win tickets here, you can go to RubiconTheater.org. That's RubiconTheater.org. Or you can call 805-667-2900. That's 667-2900. We're talking about Copenhagen, and that is September 2nd through the 27th. And Judy, so when you're trying to pick out different characters for the show, how does that work?
Well, you know, I suppose it's unique and different in every show that I do. But here's where I really would have to mention the folks at Rubicon Theatre, Jim O'Neill and Carolyn Burns, who are a fantastic team, the artistic and executive directors of Rubicon Theatre. And you know what? They have huge experience in casting, and they've done what I would call a brilliant job of it here again.
I have to say, they always do.
And they get amazing talent, not just local talent, but they bring people in from all over the country to come in to
Hello,
play the different
France,
theaters. Exactly.
Right, yeah.
From the world.
I mean, yeah,
exactly.
they're pulling from all over the world, and that really says something about it. Mm. And I know that it's always a sellout. Mm. I love that. I mean, and you could just see the enthusiasm of the people in the audience, and they're embedded with that. Mm. I mean, they believe in the show. They believe in, you know, the theater. So I'm so excited to say that. Okay, so what have we not mentioned? How many characters?
There are three. So there's Niels Bohr, Werner Heisenberg, and Margaret Bohr, who's the wife of Niels Bohr.
Oh, so one's married. Okay, that's interesting.
One single interesting dynamic.
I know.
Now, what if for all of our listeners, what will surprise them when they come to see the show?
Oh, good question.
What's the twist?
Yeah.
In the play?
Well, I suppose, you know, like I mentioned, you know, there's a lot of conversation in here about science. There's a lot of questioning about, you know, how did the atomic bomb happen? And it's, you know, it's not conclusive. It really is opening up that question and asking you to consider the number of possibilities. I think it'll be interesting for people to get an insight and a brief look at quantum mechanics, quantum physics, all of those.
Is that something that, Judy, you've always been interested in?
Well, there's a lot of things that interest me, but yeah, in fact, it has always been an interest, and this is a kind of a wonderful opportunity to actually take time with it, and you know.
Well, I love really that this is part of our history, and you know, for when kids are, in fact, we've got somebody mentoring us in here today, but it's interesting. I don't know about you if you loved history, but now, as I've gotten older, I'm realizing that it's very important, okay?
Absolutely.
It really is important on our future, because if you don't know what your history is, you don't know where you're going.
Mm-hmm,
and so this is an amazing way to be able to really be, you know, looking in on a story that we talk about, that we read about, and we've got actors acting it out.
Mm. Yeah, there's a wonderful opportunity here to, I suppose, realize how history is from whose point of view and from whose perspective. And you really are, because three of these characters have essentially come back as ghosts or from the past to discuss together what, you know, the number of possibilities.
Oh, really? Okay.
So that makes it very interesting because...
sort of like today's version of social media, you know, like you have everyone's different opinion of something back then.
Yeah. Absolutely. So it really does allow for many different versions of the same story.
And I love how you say that it's going to be everybody's an opinion, you know, and I love that. Again, for anybody that's just joining us right now, we're at the end of our first hour. We're talking about Copenhagen, and it's actually a Tony Award winner, best play. It's playing over here at the Rubicon Theater. That's rubicontheater.org, September 2nd through the 27th. I'm telling you, you're not going to want to miss it. We're going to throw another pair of tickets out there right now. 805-419-0008. Judy and Peter, thank you so much for coming in here and sharing this with us. And I can't wait to see it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And thank you for your passion. I love that. All right. We are going to, I hope that you're going to stay with us for our second hour. We've got another great hour, more things to give away. And of course, we're going to end this show with a moment of happiness. Sometimes what you're most afraid of is doing the very thing that will set you free. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Join Camarillo Hospice at the 7th Annual Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival, September 6th, 11 to 4 p.m. at the Camarillo Ranch. Expect lots of fun, food and drink, ICS-sanctioned chili competition, Pleasant Valley Lions Club barbecue, wine and beer, Texas Hold'em Poker Tournament, classic car display, fun and game zone for the kids, and live performances. All proceeds benefit Camarillo Hospice, a volunteer hospice and grief counseling center providing free services to those facing life-limiting illnesses, grieving the loss of a loved one, or considering end-of-life issues and planning. To purchase tickets, visit www.camarillochilicookoff.com.